Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot of chatter about the Milwaukee Brewers. Some possibilities. You just heard from Ryan Braun there of him coming back and playing again next season after what was thought to be his final season. Now you've got a DH possibly. Now you've got some things changing. Arash Makazi of the LA Times, the sports reporter there, wrote a story about Ryan Braun, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing today, Arash?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you. So you tell me, you got a chance to talk with Ryan Braun and pick his brain and kind of get ready for this upcoming season, but which is obviously very odd. But give me your first impressions.
Well, I would say kind of surprised at how so he's like optimistic there's going to be a season. But then at times during the interview, like he was basically saying, like, I'm not sure if we're going to have a season. So he would go back and forth, you know, because he just had a son who's 1 month old. He's got two other younger children and a wife, and he left them behind. I think he wants to just see if they're going to have a season. So they're not going to arrive there until they play games for, like, the first week. And I think he also wants to figure out, you know, what is that even going to look like? What are games going to look like? Can my family go to the game? If they can't go to the game, what's the point? So there's a lot of questions, and I think I don't think he's unique in that respect. I think there's a lot of players returning right now who are trying to figure out, what is this thing going to look like?
When, and we get a lot of this, I'm sure you do too, when people, friends, walk up to you and go, hey, there's going to be a sports season, it's almost like they're just wanting you to say yes. And they're wanting to tell you, they're wanting you to tell them good things, because there's a lot of people that just want it right now for that 3 hour escape of a day. I think that, do you get the sense the players want that? A guy like Ryan Braun wants that as well?
I think so. I think at the end of the day, these guys are players, they're competitors. They want to go back to work. They want to have a season. And so, you know, but at the same time, like they want it to be as safe as possible. And so when you pick up the newspaper, you turn on the TV or whatnot, and it's like, new high numbers, and it's like it's concerning, because the baseball, as you know, is not going to be in this confined bubble environment. So what he was saying is like even if the case numbers are good in Wisconsin, for example, or in Milwaukee specifically, we're still going to go on a plane and fly to Chicago or somewhere else and stay at a hotel and go to the opposing clubhouse. And so they're in a unique spot, because they're trying to make it work without this, you know, confined space where you're testing all the time.
I found part of your column interesting in the sense that I get it, because if you've ever had a chance to travel to spring training, get in a clubhouse and see these guys interact, when he talks about Christian Yelich and the guys making it fun, they really do. There is a connection inside that clubhouse, unlike a lot of clubhouses I've walked into. And I think not only playing the game and the competitive side of things, but I think the guys, the clubhouse that they have built, the atmosphere that they have built, almost draws you back into it, doesn't it?
Exactly. You know, and I've gotten to know these guys just because they're in Los Angeles during the off season, so they're really close. They spend a lot of time together. They're on a text, you know, group chat or whatnot together. So, you know, I mean, I think if this is Ryan's last season, which he has hinted that it could be, I think he wants to see it through. I think it would be tough if, for example, we play 20 games and then all of a sudden then the numbers spike and they have to, you know, finish the season and not have a completion. So I think he would like to come back, but he just doesn't know what it's going to look like right now.
Do you get a sense that the players are scared?
Some of them are. I mean, I think a part of them, and it's not even just so much themselves. I mean, if they're going to go back home, you know, they don't want to, you know, be, you know, have the virus and then they take it home to their wives or their kids or their parents or something like that. So yeah, I mean, I think the guys that you're going to see like opt out and not play, I really don't think it's about them personally. It's about them having a unique situation and at home that they don't want to contract this at the ballpark and then come home.
We were talking earlier about some of the players, some of the star players. Now, Mike Trout has said, I believe that he's going to play. He's got trepidation about it, but a guy like David Price signs the offseason contract going out to L.A. He's decided he doesn't want to play. Does this season then become a placebo for fans if indeed a lot of the star players begin saying, you know what, I'm not comfortable with this. My heart's not in it. I'm not going to go play. And we're just merely seeing games being played without some of the superstars that we would normally see on a regular basis.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see, you know, how, I mean, you know, we'll find out pretty soon, you know, how many guys will not choose to play. I mean, if this is the list and it does not include Mike Trout, then I think they're in a pretty good shape. But you know, listen, you will have guys who don't want to play, who are not comfortable playing. But what you can have happen, you know, for example, you know, you can't have LeBron James and Kawhi not play, or with the MLB, you can't have Mike Trout and Mookie Betts, and you know, yeah, you I think you can survive with a couple, but you can't have this mass exodus of superstar players, because then it's like, what's the point?
Talking with Arash Markazi of the LA Times sports reporter, also wrote an article about Ryan Braun. A lot of quotes in there from Ryan Braun. I'm going to switch over to the NBA only because you brought up LeBron and Kawhi, but I get the sense that the sports world and commissioners of all of these different leagues are really watching the steps of Adam Silver. Adam Silver was the first one to shut it down in the middle of a game, mind you, mm-hmm. and said, enough, we're going to go have some precautionary measures, and that's exactly what they did. And if the NBA cannot survive in a bubble, how in the world can Major League Baseball, the NHL, and also more so football, college and pros, survive outside of a bubble? I think a lot of eyes are on the NBA, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, if that plan that they have in Orlando does not work, and that is when you just talk to people who are in the field, I mean, that is if sports are going to happen, that is the safest possible way for it to happen. If that fails and that bubble doesn't work, I don't know how you can have a league, and I still don't know this regardless of that. I mean, they're going to be checking into hotels. They're going to be going on planes. They're going to go on a bus. They're going to go on opposing team ballparks. I mean, like, I don't know how that's going to work. I really hope it does, you know, because I think the one thing I think everyone would like to see is sports come back in some way, shape, or form. It's not going to be like we remember, but right now that would be great. And quite frankly, not to get, you know, but like if we're locked down again for like a month or so, like if we at least have live sports to keep us company, that would be nice. But I don't know how that's going to work when these guys are traveling and they're not, like, nothing in that 140-page guideline says that once a game is done, the players have to return to the hotel. So they could mm-hmm. conceivably what? They can go to like a restaurant, they can go to a bar, they can hang out with their friends. Like, I don't, that part of it makes no sense to me.
I know the world is watching the NBA. The NFL has pressed forward, and they've been almost Teflon because of the timing of all of this. But Mark Murphy, the Packers president, stated that now time is not on their side because training camp, you're about 20 days away, 25 days away, and it doesn't seem like there's any end in sight to this, and certainly not a downward trend when it comes to cases. How much do you think, if at any or all, affects the NFL?
Yeah, I'm really concerned about it because, to your point, I mean, they have not really had to adjust their schedule too much. Obviously, COVID-19 became something in February. The Super Bowl was already done, and so they've really not had to adjust anything. We'll finally see them adjust or do something going into training camp. Training camp for them, though, can be a confined thing. Now, you go into the season, how is that going to work? Because once again, you're going to have a situation where you're going to have teams traveling, staying in hotels, things like that. Again, I hope it happens. You know, I hope there's a pathway for us to have football again without fans. But, you know, to your point, college sports, that is, of all the major sports, college football is the one that I don't see how that possibly happens. Because now you got, you're going to tell a kid that it's not safe for him to go back to campus to go to class, but it's safe for him to go back to campus to practice football and then play football. So there's a lot of confusion and a lot of questions. I hope there's a pathway for this to happen. Obviously, we do this as a profession, you know, so I would love to have sports back, but I would like to have sports back if it's safe.
Here's the other question. I said this, I get asked this all the time. Should there or should there not be asterisks next to all of this? And I said, look, if the Detroit Tigers or the Pittsburgh Pirates win the World Series, most likely, because these two teams are not expected to even show or place, much less win their division and then go on to win a title. But if the Yankees or the Dodgers or some of these teams that have been predicted to be one of the top contenders wins this, then you can say, well, it was an even playing field and everybody had the same amount of games and everybody played under the same circumstances and what have you. Are you with me on that, or is it just not that fluid?
I think everyone's playing under the same conditions, so I think it's fine. I mean, it is unique. I think no one's not going to know that it's unique. You know, when they look back at the 2020 season, for example, for them to only play 60 games without fans, I mean, that's a unique circumstance. But when I think of asterisks, I think of a team doing something wrong. Like Houston, they were confirmed to have cheated, so that they should put something on that. But if a team is playing under the same conditions as all the other teams and they win a championship, again, people are going to know that it's a unique season, but I don't think it should be viewed as not a worthy championship.
I tell you what, you mentioned the Houston Astros. You talk about a team that, thank God, COVID took over the headlines, right?
Right, yeah, no one's talking about them anymore.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
When it's the Dodgers and Houston are playing, those will be fun games. Hopefully we get to that point, but that's going to be a very unique series for sure.
No doubt about it. Arash, appreciate it. Good stuff with Ryan Braun. You can read it at the LA Times. Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes, man, okay?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. Arash Markazi, LA Times sports reporter, wrote a nice story about Ryan Braun, about all his thoughts about the possibility of coming back and playing in front of fans, not playing in front of fans and such. And a good piece. You can read it over there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.